Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. And we're going to be getting Ray Keating on the line here pretty soon. We're having just a tiny bit of difficulty getting him routed up, and we're working on that. We got some good folks lined up doing making that happen right now. But before he gets here, you and I are going to continue to march. You know, folks, back in the beginning of the year, back in December, actually, end of December, I started saying to you that this was going to be a year when we would be living the Chinese curse. If you remember what the Chinese curse is, may you live in interesting times. And 2008 has already been the most interesting political year that I've ever seen. And I'm going to ask Ray Keating what he thinks about that. Ray Keating, who is chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ray, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. And did you hear my Chinese curse prediction?
I did hear that. We're having one of the most interesting political years.
I said that we would be living the Chinese curse this year, which is may you live in interesting times. In your lifetime, have you ever seen a more interesting a political year than this one? And we're not even halfway through.
You know, I don't think I have. I mean, you just in terms of what's happened on the Democrat side, in terms of the race for their nomination for president, I mean, you have to say that's certainly been the most interesting. And then there,
think about this. Think about this, Ray. 5 months ago, 6 months ago, well, 10 months ago, John McCain was headed to the House.
Oh yeah, 10 months ago, it was going to be Rudy Giuliani against Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary, and 4 months ago, Hillary was measuring the drapes in the White House.
That's right. That's right.
And today she's probably going to drop out. McCain is the presumptive nominee, and a guy who less than 4 years ago was a junior state senator in Illinois, nobody knew who he was or cared, is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats.
Yeah, it's a humbling year for the political prognosticators, to say the least.
Well, I don't know if you may not remember, but the beginning of the year when I did my predictions, I did predict who the VPs were going to be, which looks like I'm going to completely blow. But I could not predict the presidents. I mean, I looked at it, and I'm not. You could write volumes of books on what I don't know about politics, but I looked at it and I said, I have no way of knowing. There's no way to know. This is back in the end of December, when we had all of them. All of them were still there. Even Ron Paul. I said, how can we figure this out? And I'll tell you, it's just a crazy. I feel like remember the Bizarro World comic books that we used to read? This reminds me of Bizarro World, where everything is backward. For everything is opposite of what you think it should be.
You know, coming into this, I think I was with most people that the Republican side was really wide open, and I was not one, I have to say, I'll pat myself on the back a little bit, I was not one that thought that Rudy Giuliani was going to be the president of the Republicans' pick. Mm-hmm. But on the Democratic side, I was like, no-brainer, it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's I certainly was proven wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy. And now the interesting thing will be whether Hillary actually drops out or just suspends her nomination, or her race, I should say.
You know, she really does look bad here. She's making herself look extremely bad.
You think?
I guess Saturday is when she's supposed to do this, and they're going to have a big unity rally and all. But it just really does look. For those people that want to see the worst in the Clintons are certainly giving them, feeding the fuel. To that, because it just
going quietly is not their strong suit, is it?
No, it is not.
Well, but if you want to talk about Bizarro World, folks, wait till next year. Wait till the new administration, whichever one it is, And in some ways, we may not be able to tell much difference. Ray, I mean, I'm very much concerned. I like John McCain as an individual. I don't have a problem with him at all. As an individual, as a senator, I'm not too happy about some of the things he's done. As a president, you know, I'm really worried about him. I know what Barack Obama's going to do. I mean, we already know what he's going to do.
Right.
We know where he's going to legislate from, govern from. But McCain, he's a mixed bag. When we come back, we're going to get Ray to compare and contrast the two, Obama and McCain. What kind of administrations would either one of them have with regard to things that you and I care about, small business owners, our small businesses, and the things that impact us? 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's nothing small.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for hanging around with us. Spending some time with us, we've got our good friend Ray Keating with us right now. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us about SBEC.
Sure. We're a membership group, small business membership group. We have about 70,000 members across the country. We work on public policy issues from A to Z that impact entrepreneurs, and you can see all sorts of great stuff on our website at www.sbecouncil.org, and it's literally updated every day. Columns, analysis, papers, letters to Congress.
How your senators and congressmen and women voted on small business issues, what their record is there.
In fact, I'm just starting the process of doing our next congressional scorecard. So that will be up hopefully within the next month and a half, I guess.
Speaking
and
of
people,
Congress, Ray, and by the way, that's sbecouncil.org, right?
Yes, yep.
SBECouncil.org. Folks, please check it out. I promise you, you will be glad you did. It's good stuff. Bookmark that site and use it as you – it will help you to understand how to get a little more involved in politics and public policy that affects your and my small business. Ray, speaking of Congress, quickly, before we get back into the presidential stuff, you'll agree with me that whoever is the president next year, they will have a much more heavy majority Democrat Congress, Senate and the Congress. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Unless something drastic happens over the next few months, this is not a Republican year, to say the least. I think the Democrats will be picking up seats in both houses.
Obama, I've been for several months now, I've been saying Obama will have long coattails if he wins. McCain, if he wins, will not have long coattails.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He'll have no coattails whatsoever.
Yeah, very little. And so, which brings us to the two presumptive nominees. Is that the correct term? Are they now the presumptive nominees?
I believe you are correct. Unless you talk to Hillary Clinton, I believe that is correct.
Well, I think we just kind of got a foregone conclusion there. What about how would we be able to tell the difference? We know they're different, completely different on foreign policy, right? I mean, there's different night and day on foreign policy. So we can stipulate that and set that aside. But there are some other areas, some of the domestic things, that I'm not sure that they're all that different on. For one, for example, that's really got me upset right now, Ray, and that is cap and trade.
Oh, yeah. Now
the Lieberman-Warner bill.
Yes, which used to be, to give you a clear scenario of what we're dealing with, used to be the Lieberman-McCain bill in previous Congresses. So, yes, there is – when you look at – what we're talking about here is, you know, in response to so-called man-made global warming, the idea that we have to cap or reduce our carbon dioxide emissions. And Senator McCain has been – on board with this for quite some time, and so is Senator Obama. There is absolutely no difference between the two on the issue. And
so basically, on the issue of whether you and I are going to be taxed for driving our cars and heating our homes and operating our factories and running our trucks to deliver our products, you and I, it's a foregone conclusion, basically, then, unless some people in Congress help us out. that we will be taxed on that activity from now on.
Well, it's a foregone conclusion that both of these men are in favor of this, and I think if you have to ask the question of looking at the cost. I mean, every analysis that's been done from the U.S. Energy Information Administration to all sorts of private studies show that this will cause a massive increase in the cost of energy in the United States, and that means that translates into less economic growth, less job creation. It's going to be it would be a major hit to our economy and to our nation's competitiveness.
But it's worse. But it's actually worse than that, though, Ray, because it'd be different if that money went towards research or something like that, or helping in some way. But that money's going to go into federal coffers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's going to go to politicians. I mean,
it's a tax, folks. The government is going to. The government is now claiming control over our carbon emissions.
Yeah, and it's not going to. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the notion that the politicians are going to turn around and do something productive with it is laughable, and it's laughable whenever politicians say they're going to do that.
And this this won't have a sunset like when they cut taxes. This won't have a sunset. I mean, this will be with us once they institute it, folks. It will be with us as long as we live.
And I think the question is, what happens in Congress? And you know, once you start looking at the costs of this, it's going to be interesting to see if it reins in some of these enthusiasts in Congress. And I think it's critical for small business owners to step up to the plate and have their voices heard on this, because they do matter in this equation. And that's going to be when this really starts rolling in the next Congress with a new president, and we start getting the information out there even more than we are now, and we're doing the best we can on the cost of this, that's going to be interesting to see what happens when Congress reacts, and we'll see if they're...
Have you seen the Rube Goldberg chart that the U.S. Chamber has created for this?
Oh.
Seen that?
Yeah, yes. And let's understand, they call this, the supporters call it a market-based system. There's nothing market-based about it.
That's right.
It is a pure regulatory scheme, a massive, complex regulatory scheme that's going to cost the economy a lot in terms of lost output and jobs.
And so if they can, Ray, if they can regulate the carbon that comes out of our machines, what's next? The carbon dioxide that comes out of our mouths?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's what we exhale, folks, right? Isn't that right, Ray?
That's exactly right.
You're the scientist here.
Who knew we were polluting when we breathe?
Exactly. Stand by. Quick break. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out. Use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. Ray Keating, let's talk about some of the other issues that are out there. What are you seeing out there that are really you're working on these days that's really important to small business owners? Anything in 08 that we need to really be paying attention to?
Well, I think a lot of 08 is posturing for after the election. So, you know, for example, right now the Senate's debating, in the midst of debating, at least I think they're still debating, the Climate Act, you know, which is essentially what we were talking about, this massive increase in energy costs. So that's going on right now. But I think there's a lot of that.
Obviously, President Bush is going to veto that. So that's not going to happen.
Even if it gets that far, I don't think it will. But but if it does get to his desk, he'll veto it. I think really it's a forward looking thing right now. You know, you're talking about the difference between the candidates. You know, McCain on the big question of taxes. You know, it's like, where is John McCain on taxes? You don't even have to compare him to Obama. You have to kind of wonder which John McCain is going to show up. I read a column now for Long Island Business News and Dolan Media Company. And a few weeks ago, I wrote a column basically saying, you know, John McCain, economic man of mystery. You know, where is he on the tax? For many years, he was great on taxes. Then when he ran for president in 2000, he opposed the Bush proposal quite adamantly. And then when Bush became president, McCain voted against the 2000 the Bush tax cuts, and then all of a sudden he switched gears and voted to extend them, and now the proposal that he has is pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, it's make permanent the 2001-2003 tax cuts, slash the corporate income tax rate, you know, offer an alternative tax system, a fairer, simpler one. That's all good stuff for small businesses and entrepreneurs and the economy. But, you know, okay, well, is this, you know, the question is this the real John McCain on the tax issue? So,
well, you know, and when you combine the tax issues with the cap and trade issues and these are assaults on our system of the marketplace, our marketplace. These are all assaults on our marketplace, and Ray, we've already determined that the decoupling of the U.S. economy from the world economy is not a reality. I mean, decoupling is a myth, and so if the U.S. economy, if we legislate and regulate the U.S. economy and tax the U.S. economy, you know, into you know, some kind of a negative growth, that's going to be bad for the global economy.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, I'm glad you brought the international aspect up too, because, you know, again, on taxes, if you look at their proposals, certainly McCain's proposal is far better than Obama's. But again, you have that question of where is McCain, you know, really on taxes. But then there's the trade issue, and we can't decouple. We are, you know, and there is a glaring difference between the two candidates. Obama is really, I mean, when you listen to him out on the campaign trail and the way he's voted, he certainly has protectionist leanings, where McCain, to his great credit, has been a solid free trader over the years, and he has remained so during his campaign. So that's an area, it's very important for our economy. So much of our economic growth
Obama
is
never met a union.
Trade.
Obama never met a union wish that he didn't like.
That's right.
I mean, he's voted every time. Doesn't he have the most liberal voting record in the Senate?
I do believe that by one of the measures that were out there,
More liberal than Kennedy and certainly than Clinton.
Yeah, I believe one of the measures out there had him out there. Yeah. Yep.
I don't think he's ever moved. From what I've seen, he's never moved, you know, toward the center, let alone right, and on anything. And as you say, we do know what McCain's going to do. But here's what blows me away, Ray. We can look. Right now, Europe is a perfect example of what they're actually living. What we've got people in the United States who want us. They want us to become what Europe already is, and they don't want what they've got. They want to get rid of it. So why are we trying to be like them?
You know, my answer to that has to be, it's one of two things or both. It's either just pure political pandering to special interests, or it's economic ignorance, or it's a combination of both. Because if you understand basic economics, you got to understand that going down the path of cap and trade, that allowing a massive tax increase to go into effect in 2011 would just devastate the U.S. economy.
Cutting off trade. We saw what that did for you know, the cutting off trade basically created the Great Depression, folks.
You got it. Absolutely correct.
Tariff Act. Hey, Ray, I feel like I need to have some prayer here. Would you like to close with a word of prayer for us? Hey, thanks for being here, Ray. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right. Take care, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate in this program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.